Act 3, Love and Debts in Verona.
Romeo meets his friends in the streets of the city centre.
Benvolio, look at Tybalt. He wants to argue.
Be careful, Mercutio. He's not alone.
Romeo, you offend my honour, and you're a vile person.
Tybalt, the reason I now have to love you excuses your insult. I'm not a vile person, so goodbye.
Romeo, defend yourself.
I have never offended you, and if you don't know the reason why I love you...
Tybalt, you miserable Capulet, leave Romeo in peace and fight with me.
What do you want from me?
Good King of Cats, I want one of your 9 lives.
Mercutio, please, put your sword down. Stop fighting. You know the prince banned fights. Stop it. Tybalt, and you, my dear Mercutio, you too.
I'm hurt. I have no hope. Damn your families.
Mercutio is dead.
Tybalt, Mercutio's soul is still here with us, and it's waiting for you. You'll join him, his good friend. Take this, coward!
My sword will be my answer! Ah!
Tybalt is dead. Romeo, go away! Don't just stand there.
Murderer!
Save yourself before the prince's guards arrive.
Call the prince!
I want to know who started the fight.
Tybalt, my lord. Romeo tried to avoid the duel, but Tybalt, with a trick, killed Mercutio.
He ran his sword under Romeo's arm, and then Romeo, full of rage, killed Tybalt.
Benvolio isn't telling the truth. Romeo offended Tybalt and then killed him. Put Romeo to death.
Oh, Prince, Mercutio was Romeo's best friend. Romeo has simply done what the law orders. He's punished a murderer with death.
But Romeo is not the law. Because of this offence, Romeo is exiled. If he doesn't leave Verona before tomorrow morning, he'll be arrested and put to death.
Meanwhile, Romeo goes to Friar Lawrence's church and doesn't hear that the prince has exiled him.
Friar Lawrence, I must be killed for what I've done.
Trust in God. Stay here until I'm back with some news. Here you're safe.
I'm afraid for Juliet. What will she think about me?
Be patient. I'll soon find some news about her too.
At the Capulet's house, the nurse informs Juliet about Romeo and his fight with her cousin Tybalt.
My cousin Tybalt, dead, and Romeo exiled. I can't believe it.
Unfortunately, it's true. Men are false and violent. There's no more mercy or honour.
I want to meet Romeo as soon as possible. Please, nurse, help me.
Fine, Juliet. Maybe I know where he is now.
Oh, please find him and give him this ring. Tell my lover that I'll wait for him tonight. Just here.
Meanwhile, in the church...
Father, what's the prince's decision?
My dear son, the prince has exiled you from Verona.
What? Hell would be better. Far from Verona and far from my love, my wife, my Juliet. That's torture. There will be no more peace for me.
Someone's knocking on the door. Hide. Just a moment, please. Coming.
Father, Lady Juliet sent me here. Where's Romeo?
Oh, nurse, God bless you.
Romeo, here you are. Juliet's waiting for you. This ring is for you.
Oh, my love, it will give me courage when I'm in Mantua. Tell her I'll come and see her tonight before leaving.
Come on, go, and remember... Leave Verona before the guards start their round. They could arrest you and put you to death.
Romeo hides and finally reaches the Capulet's garden and his wife, Juliet.
The sun's rising. I must leave now.
Sunrise is still far away. It was the nightingale that you heard singing a moment ago.
No, it wasn't. It was the lark, the messenger of the morning. Now, shall I go away and live, or shall I stay and die?
No, the light over there is not the beginning of a new day. We've still got a lot of time.
The guards can catch me and put me to death, but I'm happy if you want me to stay here. Go on talking. It's not day yet.
Oh no, yes it is day. Go away, can't you see this light?
Light. Light around us. And darkness. Darkness in our life. Goodbye, my love. One more kiss.
Goodbye, my love. Goodbye. I fear I'll never see you again.
A few moments later, Juliet's mother knocks on the door.
How are you, my darling? Are you still crying for your cousin's death? Oh, mother, let me cry. I'm so sad for my cousin Tybalt. Listen, my dear daughter. Your loving father wants to help you after this terrible pain and, well, he has decided on the date of your marriage with Count Paris. What? When? On Thursday. Aren't you happy, my dear? I will never marry Count Paris. How can I marry a man I've never talked to before? Go and tell my father I will not marry yet. Here is your father. Tell him yourself.
Lord Capulet, who has promised the hand of his daughter to Count Paris to form an alliance against the Montagues, reacts very badly.
What do these words mean? If you don't obey, I'll throw you out of my house. You're my daughter, and you'll do what I say.
Father, please, I beg you.
Enough. You'll get married next Thursday morning. No more words.
Later.
Mother, please delay the wedding for a month, a week or two. Make my bridal bed directly in Tybalt's tomb. Don't ask me. I can't change what your father has decided for you. There's no pity on earth. Oh, I'm so desperate. Nurse, please help me.
What can I do for you, my darling?
Go tell my mother I'm going to Friar Lawrence to confess and ask for forgiveness for the pain I have caused my parents.